meeting on July 29th. The Summit County Council will discuss some further cuts in this year's budget. One of those is for the Snyderville Basin Transit District. According to the staff packet, County Transportation Manager Caroline Rodriguez is recommending a nearly 20% budget cut. Meanwhile, at last week's JTAB meeting, Part City data analyst Robbie Smoot reported that ridership in the Part City Snyderville Transit System had decreased from 76 to as much as 81% during the coronavirus outbreak. He said the ridership per hour was quite small and the cost per rider was high, although they also acknowledged that ridership in the April shoulder season is low anyway. Scott Burningham, also from Part City, said that by comparison in the shoulder season of 2019, they saw some 2,000 to 2,500 riders per day. During the summer last year, it climbed closer to 5,000 a day. He said that in the recent shoulder months, ridership was 500 to 600 people per day. And this summer, it's been 1,300 to 1,400 riders a day. And concerning the Salt Lake to Part City service, County Transportation staffer Jamie Dancy said ridership had declined 92% in April, 84% in May, and 72% in June. She said that UTA and the county have cut 2 trips in the morning and 2 in the afternoon, although that's still leaving 8 trips total per day on that shuttle up Parlis Canyon and down. Part City Council member Steve Joyce said the city has taken some actions that have not increased bus ridership.
Honestly, at least here in town, we kind of exacerbate that a little bit, that we've made parking free, you know, not only in China Bridge, but on the street. So that just kind of reduces the incentive to take the bus instead of driving a little bit more on top of what everybody else is seeing.
Smoot said he didn't see much indication that they need to increase service this season. At the same time, County Council member Glenn Wright said in a message that the current minimized service could be improved. His colleague Tim Carson read an email from Wright, a Prospector resident who rides the citywide route fairly frequently.
He said, "I rode the citywide route yesterday. While I fully understand the financial reasons for creating that route out of several other routes, the route is worthless for anyone other than someone who has no other means of transit. It's a long, circuitous route with 30-minute frequency. There were few passengers on it on a day with a fair amount of visitors in town."
Wright added that the citywide route is perhaps appropriate for the shoulder seasons, but not for the summer peak. Steve Joyce also said the bus system could be impacted by the recent news that the Trump administration is restricting foreign worker visas, including the J-1s that are a source of employees for the ski resorts. Joyce said those J-1s are also a major component of riders on the buses. He said the resorts may have to hire employees driving their cars from Salt Lake or Heber. Councilmember Tim Henney said the real wild card is if visitors next winter are willing to climb on crowded buses with their skis.
"I do not believe that the people that would normally be riding transit feel safe and comfortable to ride transit. And I don't know how we're going to suss that aspect out and make a trigger point on, you know, when we do dial up the service, because I know we've talked about dialing up the service and that we have the ability to do that. And there was even an assumption and maybe an expectation that we were going to dial up the service to what would be off season in our peak season. Well, here we are in peak season. So, you know, is that something we should be considering? Or to Robbie's point, the data, you know, the ridership data isn't showing demand. But to Glenn's point, if the service was there, would people opt for transit?"
The city staffer said they can provide different options of how much they can cut compared to last year's transit budget. One option suggested a 6% decrease, but Henney said they will likely have to cut deeper than that.
"Look, we can reduce versus last year's budget 6% by doing these various things, and it's all about lunches and overtime. If we want to go deeper, it's going to affect routes. It's going to affect frequency. It's going to affect scheduling. It's going to affect when we begin, when we end. So I think that's the message. It's not a message of we're projecting 6% decline in revenues next year and we can meet that with this. I think that's the first cut.
One sign of hope is that aid from the Federal CARES Act will be allocated by UDOT, but when that funding comes and how much is not known. Rodriguez recommended they implement cutbacks and they can then restore services if the CARES money comes through. City and county officials generally agreed they have to make some decisions by the end of September and directed their staffers to come back with options. And finally, County Manager Tom Fisher talked about the dilemma he wants to avoid.
There's always the question what we can afford, and then, you know, the CARES Act money comes into that. But, you know, I really hate to have a lot of service out there, too, that's not carrying anybody. And that's the wild card.
Summit County Manager Tom Fisher. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brothman.